Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the USA Radio Network. The very show you are listening to right now on your radio is called Raw and Unfiltered. And your host is the one and only Wayne Allen Root. Now, Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne puts his feet up, sits back and relaxes a little bit, and cedes the first hour to yours truly, Lee Elsie, and I try to deliver as best as I can across all of these great radio stations across the entire country. The incomparable Christopher is down there in Dallas, Texas, as always, spinning the dials, pushing the buttons, and again, without him, you'd hear nothing but static. You can learn more about me by going online, LeeElsie.com. If you want to reach out to me, you can, LeeElsieRadio@gmail.com. So, today's word of the day is grifter. What is it? If you don't know the definition, a person who engages in petty or small-scale swindling. And I want to take it a step farther because I'm equating the grifters, the great grifters, with our politicians down there in Washington. So no longer is grifting just regulated to small swindling. No, in fact, it's now a large-scale event. They are constantly ripping us off. The con job is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, right? Grifters are swindlers. They're master wordsmiths. They excel at convincing you to do something you may have no intention of doing. All great grifters have the same things in common. They demand instant intimacy. They're easy to like, right? They're personable, big fat smile on their face for the most part. Isn't that the definition of a true blue politician? Jobs of authority. They speak as if they know what they're talking about, but more often than not, they don't. They're asking you about personal information, asking you for money. Always. That's a politician. Politicians, guys, are grifters, con men, anglers, schemers, scammers, wranglers, plotters, rogue folks, rascals. Con men is what they are. Con artists are politicians. Con artists don't like to be found out. They dress for success. They're pushy. They're fair weather friends. And eventually they bring out the worst in you. And if being a con man or being a grifter is not the exact definition of what it's like to be a politician nowadays, I don't know what is. I just don't know what is. And that's that. And that's where we are right now. We're surviving in a country that's filled with grifters. Think about it like this. Imagine being in a job for 40 or 50 years, being asked to legislate, make laws. And in those 40 or 50 years, you are forced to try to tackle problems that never seem to go away, and you never find a solution for those problems. Think about how long we have been talking about just the subject of immigration. We'll start with immigration. And if you've been a politician in Washington for 50 years, Joe Biden's been a politician for almost 50 years, Nancy Pelosi, Schumer, Feinstein. Those are just a few examples of the grifters that have been playing this con game, this long con game, for nearly 50 years in some cases. And immigration has been a subject that these grifters, these con men and women, have taken both sides of. You don't believe me? You don't believe that these con men have been grifting you for decades? Okay. Let me play you a little audio. First part of the audio comes from 2009. Second part, 2017. The same voice, the same person, the same senator, Chuck U. Schumer on immigration.
People who enter the United States without our permission are illegal aliens, and illegal aliens should not be treated the same as people who entered the U.S. legally.
The president's decision to end DACA was heartless and it was brainless.
You're still not convinced? Okay. First cut, 2009. Second cut, 2017.
When we use phrases like undocumented workers, we convey a message to the American people that their government is not serious about combating illegal immigration.
Hundreds of thousands of families will be ripped apart.
It's so pathetic, I almost swore. All right, a couple more for you. 2009 first, Chuck Schumer. 2017 to follow.
If you don't think it's illegal, you're not going to say it. I think it is illegal and wrong.
Tens of thousands of American businesses will lose hardworking employees.
Do you understand? This is less than 10 years apart. This is Chuck Schumer, one of the most powerful men in the world, who doesn't give a damn about you because he'll lie to your face. Over and over and over. They are professional grifters. You want more? Okay. 2009, 2017.
Biometric-based employer verification system with tough enforcement and auditing is necessary to significantly diminish the job magnet that attracts illegal aliens to the United States. I say to you that the American people will never accept immigration reform unless they truly believe that their government is committed to ending future illegal immigration.
Do you understand that they laugh at you when the doors are shut and they're in their rooms by themselves sipping their whiskey sours, Manhattans, martinis? They just bust a gut and laugh at you because they know they own you. They know they can go back to their constituents, wherever they're from, whatever senator or congress folks we're talking about, and just go back and spin some kind of narrative and weasel their way out of it like a slippery eel, like a snake. That is your modern day politician. Actually, it's your politician for the last, well, as pretty much as long as I've been alive. Right? There's always a con to be pulled. There's always a mark to be had. You're the mark. I'm the mark, supposedly, until you fight back. Because if you've been in Washington for 20, 30, 40, or 50 years, and you can't solve the problem or problems associated with immigration, that's not because you can't solve them. I think it's because you don't want to solve them. And you choose the side that best suits you at that moment. Like I just played for you, the Chuck Schumer. I can play Nancy Pelosi doing the exact same thing. Where they manipulate the present day situation to benefit them politically. They all do it. We should be sick of it. And we should fight back. And we should demand that people who represent us, whether, you know, you're listening to me in Oklahoma or Nevada or California or Long Island or Connecticut, demand that the people who are representing you do it with honesty and integrity. And they try to actually fix problems that exist. You're trying to tell me that these supposed Harvard-educated elitists who serve down there in Washington don't know what they're doing when they've caused this absolute catastrophe at the border? Of course they know what they're doing. Of course they can't be this stupid. It would be almost impossible to think that this group of people who have risen to this level of power don't know what they're doing. They have to know. So there's really only one explanation for all of this. They are con men and women. They are in this long con to not only beat you out of your money, but to soak up power on a consistent basis. The longer you stay in Washington, the longer you are relevant, the longer you play the game, the more power you get. So the folks who have been in Washington for decades, well, they have all the juice. And they don't want to give that up. And solving a problem like immigration would be giving up some of that juice. What would they run on next go around? What would they make you concerned about? Well, they have to come up with something different. And that's hard. They'd rather just keep regurgitating the same problems over and over and over and over and over again. That's what a con man does. That's what a grifter does. Think about it. Think about what happens on a regular basis, not only in your hometown or your city, your state, your capital, our capital. You're, again, a mark. And they are the professionals.
Who's conning who? The Martin Scorsese production of a Stephen Frears thriller, The Grifters.
That's it. Professional grifters, Washington, D.C., making a mockery out of this country, making a joke out of our government, being an embarrassment with no repercussions, and doing it right in front of our face and not giving a damn. Again, I keep picturing them in some giant room with marble floors and big giant oak desks, sitting back drinking their brandy, laughing at yet another day where they have conned the American public. My name is Lee Elsie. You can email me, leeelsieradio@gmail.com. Click on my website, leeelsie.com. When you hit a button on the leeelsie.com, it takes you to my Facebook page and join the Facebook Morning Club at 6 o'clock each and every morning. We post something up there, and folks follow it throughout the day. It's always a lot of fun. All right, I got to take a break. Once again, Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. Don't you dare move. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
This is Jay Schrader, Super Bowl 22 champion and former Raiders quarterback. Playing professional football for 11 years, beat my body up pretty bad. I've had so many surgeries on my neck, back, and shoulders, and knees, I've just learned to live with constant discomfort. I tried so many products, some worked for a little while, but nothing gave me total relief until one day, a golfing buddy introduced me to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. I used their CBD Muscle Ease, rubbed it on my hands and neck, and wow, what did it do for me? I immediately began using their other products, and I have golfed pain-free for the first time in many years. I've reached out to Sons of Liberty CBD and visited their operation from farm to factory. Folks, this team walks the walk. Their motto is for vets by vets. I shared the product with my friend Wayne Allen Root, and now he's a fan of Sons of Liberty CBD.com. Wayne's fans will receive a 15% discount using code WAR15 at checkout. I've told all my NFL buddies about Sons of Liberty CBD.com, and now I'm telling you, go to Sons of Liberty CBD.com. When it works for you, like it did for me, we both win.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. If you like my radio show, you're going to love my podcast, War Raw. Each podcast, I present my top 10 most outrageous, salacious, and controversial stories of the week. I break down the best of the best raw truth stories for conservatives, libertarians, patriots, taxpayers, Trumpers, and deplorables. Anyone who appreciates God, guns, gold, and tax cuts will stand up and cheer for War Raw. Check out this week's War Raw podcast right now. It's available to download at iTunes, Spotify, iHeart, or wherever you listen to podcasts. War Raw.
War Raw.
Make no mistake, inflation is here.
Don't be fooled by the double talk coming from Jerome Powell and Janet Yellen. You can see it for yourself. Gas prices up 60% year to date.
And most of that increase came before the Colonial Pipeline was hacked.
Want a new home? On average, it costs $35,000 more than a year ago just because of the soaring lumber costs. Inflation is the number one killer of fixed income portfolios. Inflation is the number one killer of your current standard of living. Commodities prices have been soaring for over a year, and our diluted dollars have lost an immense amount of purchasing power due to monetary expansion. Your best protection is gold. That's where my good friends Rich and Michael Chekin come in. Their team at Asset Strategies International wants you to keep what's yours. For my listeners, they're offering 1 ounce gold bars at just $59 over the gold price. That's right, just $59 over the gold price while supplies last. Call them today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, or go to assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Hi, this is Dr. Phil. The new coronavirus called COVID-19 is spreading in China and beyond. While CDC is working to stop the spread of the virus, we can all play a role in stopping this deadly disease. The CDC Foundation is a nonprofit organization supporting emergency response efforts in the United States and around the world. To get updates and learn how to protect friends and loved ones. Find out how to help by going to cdcfoundation.org.
Raw and unfiltered.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Now, more with War.
All right, Wayne Allen Root, otherwise known as The Warrior. I want to give kudos to the sponsor of this segment of the show, Sons of Liberty CBD. What a great product. I'm in the best shape of my life. I work out hard every day, 60 to 90 minutes a day, every day, 7 days a week, never miss. By the way, the few times I ever miss, I just feel it the next day. Or I feel it that day. I just don't feel like the same person. I don't have the same energy. You hear the energy I put into the show. And anyone who's ever seen any of my speeches knows the energy I give at my speeches. It's really, truly all because of my workouts. You know, without the workouts, I couldn't do it. If you're going to work out every day, you want to feel good, you want to use Sons of Liberty CBD, you can find it at sonsoflibertycbd.com. Highest quality CBD you'll find anywhere. CBD is not pot. It won't make you high. It's 100% legal. 100% American grown and made. CBD is real, mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, Sons of Liberty CBD is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with their subscription discount for a total of 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, sonsoflibertycbd.com. Make the healthy choice. sonsoflibertycbd.com. Just say WAR15 to get up to 25% off.
All right, thanks, Wayne. Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network. My name is Lee Elsie. A couple things, just a couple of stories to float at you. One, I'm sure you're well aware of, because Wayne has been talking about this, actually had Donald Trump on, and they floated the idea of Donald Trump running for a House seat and then winning the getting the nomination and winning the Speaker of the House and essentially winding up going after Joe Biden and trying to impeach him, because you would be Speaker of the House and have that kind of juice. And if the 2022 elections go as probably expected, the Dems will lose a lot of seats, and who knows, you can put the pressure back on Joe Biden. Interesting idea whether or not Donald Trump is willing to go for something less than the President of the United States. Another headline story that has surfaced here in the last, let's say, 48 hours, Dr. Anthony Fauci tied to a scandal involving human/animal hybrid experiments with aborted fetal parts. This comes from Town Hall, the massive dump of emails from Dr. Anthony Fauci as they pertain to the coronavirus being potentially engineered, and Fauci's fixation with gain-of-function research is suspect enough, but turns out apparently there are some rumors out there that Fauci is tied to a human-slash-animal hybrid gig, and actually get into some graphic details about how hair follicles and skin of an infant is being grown on the backs of mice. It's just very reminiscent of the island of Dr. Moreau. But doesn't that seem to go lockstep with Dr. Fauci? Can't you see him in some laboratory somewhere splicing mice and human genes together? I can see it. Hey, if you can believe it, a federal judge in California has overturned the state's erroneous AR-15 and assaults, that's in quotation marks, assault weapons ban in a lawsuit presented by some plaintiffs. California's Southern District ripped the state law, referring to it as a failed experiment. So like a Swiss knife, the popular AR-15 gives homeowners a choice for home defense that I think is second to none. In fact, listen, I am not trying to tell you that I'm some kind of gun expert. I am furthest from that, although I have gone shooting a number of times with some Connecticut State police officers, and each time we bring out different people sort of to learn more about guns, etc., and, you know, they present the option of trying to defend your home with a handgun, a shotgun, or an AR-15, and it's not even close, guys. I mean, it's really not even close. So unless your goal is to take away the ability to defend your home to the maximum ability allowed by, in this case, that law, then you wouldn't want to take away somebody's right to have an AR-15, because it is the best, without question, the best option for home defense. It's really that simple. And finally, before we get to a break, in case you were wondering, and I'm sure that you are, L.A. County Sheriff's Office has released numbers showing that it's a 95% increase in murders and a 40% increase in grand theft auto, 75% increase in rapes, 12% increase in aggravated assaults, and 22% increase in arson. Overall, violent crimes are way up in L.A. County because people are no longer being held accountable or responsible for what they do, right? We're living in a maddening society where cops are bad and criminals are good and they must be coddled and there must be an excuse. If somebody cracks your grandmother over the head with a pipe and steals her bag, it can't be their fault. It's either got to be your grandmother's fault or society's fault. That's where we are. We're living in this world that is completely upside down. And Los Angeles is not the only city that is living basically backwards. It is chaotic. It's chaotic. All right, music is playing. I got to take a break. We'll chat with my very good pal, Stephen Bucci from the Heritage Foundation. Next, keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with a high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. The Pentagon says about half of U.S. troops and military equipment in Afghanistan have been withdrawn. Close to 3,000 U.S. service members will leave the country by the 20th anniversary of the September 11th terrorist attacks. Democrat Senator from West Virginia Joe Manchin said on Tuesday he had a constructive meeting with the group of civil rights leaders, but that he's unmoved in his opposition to a sweeping bill to overhaul federal election. Manchin meeting with NAACP president and other black leaders.
Very, very good meeting. Very productive and very informative. And I'm very honored that we all got the chance to speak, to listen to each other. And that's really what it was about, to learn and listen. I think everybody pretty much knows the importance of what we're doing. And I think I'm very much concerned about our democracy, protecting people's voting rights.
This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Stephen Bucci will join us. Talk about the world, the country, maybe his state, my state, your state, COVID.
I am doing very well, Lee. How are you doing?
Let's jump into the Fauci emails. This is a huge, huge story. Obviously, Fox is covering it. I don't see it too much on CNN, except they're circling the wagons to protect their deity known as Fauci. But I'm sure you'll look through some of these emails. What do you make of this?
At the very least, Lee, you have to look into it. You got to dig a little deeper. There's enough there to warrant a deeper look. You know, it's not something you just pass off. There's a pattern of deception, saying one thing publicly and then saying something else in private in these emails that makes one a little queasy. I think Dr. Fauci, he served this country a long time. Obviously a smart guy, but I just have a problem with his repeated pattern of, well, we're saying this because we've got to move the herd, this direction we've decided to go, and then we'll say something else when it's convenient to do the other thing. I just have a problem with that. America's population are smart enough, are sophisticated enough that our experts, like him, should be laying out the truth as they know it at the time, labeling it that, and then let us make our own decisions, manipulate to get what some small group has decided is the right way to go. I don't like being manipulated. I don't like being told partial truths so that I make the right decision, right in air quotes. I'm a big boy, and I think most of America's population are as well. I'm capable of doing research. Tell me the truth and let me decide. It seems like there's a lot of evidence Dr. Fauci was not really doing that, and that's problematic to me.
It also feels like, Stephen, that he really chose up sides politically, and in the one spot that you don't want somebody to be political above all other spots is when you're talking about healthcare and medicine and keeping people alive, in particular keeping people alive in the face of a pandemic where everybody was scared to death in the beginning. And Americans aren't stupid. Just tell us what we should know and then we'll figure it out.
Yeah, exactly right. And, we heard a lot of this. Oh, just follow the science. They're apolitical. Look, I worked in the federal government for a long time in various places, and I'm sorry, our civil servant people, of which Fauci is one, he was not a political appointee, he's a civil servant, they are not apolitical. They're American citizens like everybody else, and they do choose upside. Some are able to do it to a lesser degree than others, but some go whole hog one direction or the other, depending on who's in office. And we need to understand that. That's why the civil servants are not in charge. The people who are elected by the individuals elected by the people and the folks that person who's elected chooses are the leaders. They're the decision makers. The civil servants provide recommendations. They provide factual background, and then the people who directly or indirectly are chosen by the populace are the ones who make the decisions. When you hear somebody saying, oh, discount what those political people are saying, let's go with the civil servants, because that's then you take politics out of it, are delusional. That's not what happens in our system. That's not necessarily a bad thing or a good thing. It's just the reality. Dr. Fauci, like all the other civil servants, has political preferences. He obviously did President Trump. He feels more comfortable politically with President Biden. That doesn't mean he's not any, more or less accurate or anything else, but we need to have the truth. And I agree. When President Trump was in office, Fauci obviously chose sides, and it wasn't to assist the president as cleanly or as directly as he should have. He had that other agenda going of, well, let's get rid of this guy so we can get one of the regular people back. Well, I mean, Biden is as regular a Washington, you know, to use the term, swamp creature, as we've ever had in the Oval Office. And obviously the long-term civil servants like Fauci are more comfortable with him. But America needs to make the decision. You know, just saying let the Faucis of the world make the decisions is stupid because they're, you know, they may have specific technical expertise, but they are driven just as much as anybody else by their personal political convictions, good or bad.
How about the tentacle of this real quick, and we can wrap up on Fauci, but the idea that some of the money he's invested and funneled through to the Wuhan laboratory is, you know, part of this equation, and this whole dynamic of whether it was born from a wet market or born and released either purposely or by accident in that Wuhan lab. Shouldn't we really want to get to the bottom of that? And if so, if we find out China did it, and then in particular, if they released it on purpose, I mean, that's a huge, huge deal.
Yeah, I mean, we, the American people deserve the truth. The world deserves the truth as to what really happened in Wuhan in the fall or late spring, summer, fall of 2019 when it was clear something was happening there. And that eventually turned into the pandemic of COVID-19. We really need to get to the bottom of that. You know, yeah, when bureaucrats have programs that they support, as obviously Fauci was supporting the use of American tax dollars to fund research there in Wuhan, that would not have been allowed here in the United States. Whether he was doing that for a political reason, whether he was doing that because he really wanted the science to play out so we could learn, and then had to protect that decision after the fact by hiding the truth that we were supporting it, you know, we need to know that. You know, I'm not sure Fauci did, you know, by funding that research, did anything wrong. I'm sure it got somebody's approval somewhere, but we need to know one way or another. And the only way we can effectively prepare for the potential of another pandemic, and frankly, to finish up taking care of this one, is to know the truth of the origins. You know, we are not at the moment to quote Hillary Clinton, which I don't do very often, and say, well, at this point, what difference does it make anyway? It does make a difference,
right,
just as frankly it did when she said that in the hearings, talking about Benghazi. But in this case, it does make a difference. We need to know how it started so that we can take precautions, including determining how culpable China was, either in the release or in the leveraging and the cynical manipulation of the subsequent pandemic, so that we know what to do. I mean, that's political and national security intelligence that we need to have publicly, frankly, to decide how we go forward.
One more for me, Stephen. High Court now asked to review men-only draft registration law. Nobody better to ask about this than you. 30-plus years in the military. Should women have to register for the draft?
You know, and I know this is going to tick off some people when they hear this, but I think absolutely they should. You know, this idea that, you know, we don't have a draft now. We have registration, but we're not drafting people. But if all of these liberals and feminists and everybody, you know, demand that women have equal rights and they could go into any military occupational specialty in the military that they want, regardless of whether they have the physical abilities to do it, and you can't turn them down for that, even though you would turn down a man if they couldn't do the stuff physically to get into that specialty. You know, take special forces. If you if you want to join Special Forces, you got to be able to swim at a certain level of proficiency. Well, now if a female tries to do it, we're not allowed to turn them down because, you know, they think we're doing it because they're a woman, not because they can't swim. So if you're going to have that kind of radical equality, then absolutely, they should be drafted. The daughters of liberal elites should be drafted if we're going to, you know, draft the sons of farmers and blue-collar workers around the world. We should draft the daughters of all those people who are so woke. Will that help the military? Probably not. Will it destroy it? No. But, you know, if you're going to call it even stuff, you got to draft them too. And you do that, and you'll watch the liberals start screaming. Because suddenly they're going to see the ramifications of their ridiculous ideas. And it's going to touch them at home. Now, you know, maybe I'm just being snark, but so I'll do a two-part answer. One, should we guess for ideological reasons, not my ideology, just in general, but two, will it help? No, absolutely not. You know, you can't, our military could not function if it was 50% female and 50% male.
Stephen, good stuff as always. I appreciate it, but I do got to run. The music is playing. Stephen Bucci, Heritage Foundation. All right, we got to get to a break. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Lindell is a great supporter of conservative radio, but most of all, he's a man who has invented a great USA product that will help you get a great night's sleep. For over 3 years, I've told you how the MyPillow Premium Pillow has changed my life. I get the best sleep of my life. But more importantly, the pillows don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them as many times as you want. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Here's the best deal you'll ever get on a MyPillow Premium Pillow. $29.98 for a standard or queen size pillow. King size only $5 more. You're saving $40. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. You can save up to 60% on any MyPillow product when you use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. John and Chelsea Jubilee with Energized Health are regular guests on my show, sharing their breakthrough science of intercellular hydration. The results? People lose fat fast while still eating many of the foods they love. You can too. Plus, supercharge your energy and boost your immune system. You'll look and feel years younger. It's simple and natural without painful exercise. How do I know? Because I've only been on the program for a few short months, and I've already lost 25 pounds of inner body fat, and I've gained 10 pounds of muscle. But don't just take my word for it. Go to energizedhealth.com and check out hundreds of amazing testimonials. For all the details, click on the red button, watch the masterclass at energizedhealth.com. It's free. Or cut to the chase. Join right now at 888-444-8895. Toll free, 888-444-8895. Mention WAR and get 40% off. 40% off! Go now to energizedhealth.com, 888-444-8895, or energizedhealth.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer, partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com. Or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, Wayne Allen Root here on USA Radio Network. Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered is the show. By the way, sponsor of the segment of the show is ASI Radio. Excuse me, ASI International, as in Asset Strategies International. Never in history has your wealth been in such peril. And the solution is very simple. It's called the Golden Rule. He with the Golden Rules. Gold and silver are down for the year. And you know what? That's great news. You know the wisdom. Buy low and sell high. Gold will not be down for long. The U.S. dollar is weakening. We've got an unimaginable $28 trillion in debt. Much more on the way. Gold and silver may be your only salvation. If you call ASI today, Asset Strategies International, they will get you a 1-ounce gold maple leaf coin for about half the premium of virtually every other gold dealer. That's right, about 50% less than the standard premium while supplies last. Call Asset Strategies today at 800-831-0007, 800-831-0007, and tell them Moore sent you, or go to assetstrategies.com.
All right. Thank you, Wayne. Wayne is here. He'll be up after the top of the hour. Once again, this is the USA Radio Network, and the show is raw and unfiltered. Now, if you listen to the show regularly, you know that Tuesdays and Thursdays, Wayne gives me the opportunity to chat with the entire country. Now, by the time I get in here, you know, in the afternoon on the West Coast and the early evening on the East Coast, I've been doing radio for about a bajillion hours this week. So sometimes I like to end the hour by looking at some stories that aren't necessarily political in nature, kind of give you a chance to exhale and catch your breath before Wayne hits the ground running at 100 miles an hour. So let me give you a couple of stories that may not necessarily be major impact national stories, but you may be interested in them. Nonetheless, the FDA approves an obesity drug that helped people cut 15% of their weight. So think about that for a second. If you're a 200-pound man, that's 30 pounds. So this FDA drug, which is very interesting, and I've always said this, if you could take a pill to lose weight, like simply lose, you'd take a pill, 15% weight loss. I mean, you couldn't print money faster than those folks could make that. I mean, people would be gobbling those pills up left and right. So anyway, that's something to pay attention to. So apparently there is a pill in the works or in the pipeline. But they've been saying that too for a long time. But this one is approved by the FDA. And you can take that for what it's worth, but maybe that'll give some folks out there some solace if they've had trouble losing weight on their own. The top things that make you sophisticated. So like drinking tea with a pinky out, I guess that would make you sophisticated. But as you get older, I think maybe your emphasis on sophistication takes precedence. So here are some things that make you, I guess, sophisticated. This is according to a survey taken part by 2,000 Americans naming the top things. Number one, having an opinion on the stock market. 38% of you out there think that having a valid opinion on the stock market makes you sophisticated.
Blue Horseshoe loves Anacostia.
That just sounds sophisticated, doesn't it? Sounds like you know what you're doing. Number two, being able to discuss different types of wine or scotch. Yeah, I would lose on this. Actually, I'd lose on both of them. Number one and two, know very little about the stock market, except buy low, sell high, and I know more than that, but I'm no expert. And, of course, I have no idea about wines or scotches. I would not be able to tell the difference between a $1,000 wine and a bottle of $5 wine. Wearing expensive clothes makes you sophisticated. Going to museums would make you sophisticated. And being able to discuss current events would make you sophisticated. So a couple of those, at least, are in my wheelhouse. A new study out there wanted to know what you're spending your money on. And apparently the five things people are spending more money on nowadays than prior to the pandemic: coffee, streaming subscriptions, deliveries and shipping options, tech products, and cell phone data. The five things we're spending less on: clothes, cosmetics, transportation, entertainment, and booze. Those of you out there who fancy yourself cat people probably know this, but the rest of us, although I am a cat, I'm an animal person in general, so I love cats. But I wouldn't know this until I read this. 40% of cats are left-handed. And of those 40%, 10% are actually ambidextrous. How do they find that out? Are you getting enough sleep? Well, the average person sleeps 6 hours and 31 minutes on weekdays and 7 hours and 22 minutes on weekends. Unless, of course, you own a golden retriever named Ozzy, in which case you get about 4 hours during the week, about 4 hours and 20 minutes on the weekend. The reason the World Wildlife Federation went with a panda bear for their logo is because it's black and white, which saves money on printing costs. Very thrifty of them. 62% of Starbucks stores have another one within 1 mile, and the average store has 3.6 Starbucks within 1 square mile. Living in New York, I can attest to that. I've seen it with my own two eyes. You could have a Starbucks. You could be in a Starbucks and spin around. There's another Starbucks down the street, another Starbucks, all within sort of visual contact of each other, and they're always packed. It's always a line in a New York Starbucks. Asia has a larger surface area than the moon. Asia is 17.2 square miles. The moon is 14.6 square miles. The geographical center of North America is a town in North Dakota named Center. And its name is purely a coincidence. Believe it or not. All right, that wraps it up for me. Listen, as always, it's an honor and a pleasure to get a chance to share this first hour with you. I'll be back again on Thursday. Wayne is here, and he's up after the top of the hour. Keep it right here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
2093.